To walk according to the Spirit, here's the practice. To walk according to the Spirit is to pray at every time in spirit. And can you pray? Of course we can. We have a spirit. The spirit was designed by God and placed into man for this purpose. That's why animals don't pray, because they don't have a spirit. The part of man that causes him to pray is the spirit. God created this thing called the human spirit that he put into you. That spirit, its function is to pray. The problem with you and me is we haven't used it very much, so we don't know what the capacity of our spirit is for prayer. I use an example, Matthew chapter 26. The Lord took Peter, James, and John, who should have been his vital companions, but they were unvital companions. He took them with him to the Garden of Gethsemane. And the first thing he told them, I believe this is verse 37, he said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Watch with me." So in his greatest need, he pours out his need to the brothers, and he wants them to pray along with him. Then it says he went forward by himself, he fell down and prayed, and after an hour, he came back and found the brothers asleep. He did this three times. Okay, before we get to the conclusion, let's think about this for a minute. Just the first time was an hour. He did that three times. Let's stay with an hour. He fully expected that Peter, James, and John would pray for 1 hour straight. Now, if he expected that, doesn't that mean that they could have done it? How often do you pray for an hour? The God-man Jesus, he spent all night praying once. We have a commandment in the New Testament. We're supposed to pray unceasingly. Would the Lord command us to do something that is impossible for us to do? So, you know, in Matthew 26, when the Lord came back to them and found them asleep the third time, remember what he said to them? The spirit is willing. It's the flesh that's weak. In other words, he was telling them, brothers, you know why you fell asleep? You didn't exercise your spirit. Your spirit could easily have prayed for 1 hour. But you didn't exercise your spirit, so you went to sleep. We're running out of time, but I want to give you a quick testimony on this point. I don't know if Michael, I don't know if you were there, if you remember this, but a few years ago, well, it's been quite a few years now. A number of years ago, the co-workers in North America, we decided we were going to have 3 days of prayer. And I'm going to be honest here. 3 days of prayer sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And we were going to all come together in California and pray for 3 days. So I flew down to California, got there the first day, and to be honest, I'm exposing myself. I looked around the room. It wasn't that many brothers. There was about 30 brothers there. And I said, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this for 3 days. And we started praying. I want to tell you this. Those 3 days changed my life. I've never been the same after those 3 days. We started praying. We prayed for 3 hours straight. There was no fellowship. There was no talk about anything, just prayer. And after 3 hours, one of the brothers said, okay, now let's all of us spend another hour to pray individually. I was like, what? That's our break? And I mean, 3 hours is a lot of prayer already. It is, isn't it? I mean, how often do you pray for 3 hours straight? So I walked outside. I said, okay, I would take a walk and pray. And I said, an hour? Another hour? And I started opening to the Lord, and the verse he gave me, Matthew 26, were you not able to watch with me 1 hour? So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, don't call me Mark anymore. Just call me Peter, James, John. That's who I am. And I began to just open to the Lord and pray. Next thing I knew, an hour had gone. Then we went back and prayed for 3 more hours. And we did this for 3 days in a row. And after that, I'm really not exaggerating. My life has not been the same after that. My personal prayer has not been the same after that. It's like, you know what? It's like I discovered. Here's what I discovered. I discovered this subjectively. I discovered that the actual capacity of my spirit for prayer is unlimited. It's unlimited. And so is yours. Mine's no different than yours. The problem is we don't use it. The capacity is there. I try it. You know, it's sort of like, I'll use a physical example. When I was young, I ran a lot. I know I don't look like it, but I did. I ran a lot. And when I first started running, you know, you run a mile and you go, oh man, whew, I'm exhausted. But then you run a mile a few times and you find out, hey, I can easily do more than a mile. And, you know, you got to work up to it. But eventually you're running 10 miles. And it's very much that way with our spirit. You can't start out praying 7 hours a day for 3 days straight. But whatever you do, push yourself a little bit. Push your spirit a little bit. It can run a little farther. I guarantee you. I guarantee you it can. If it's not, if I come back next year, I'll refund you the cost of this conference. Listen, your spirit, it's much, much more powerful than you know. Especially in the matter of prayer. It's actually unlimited in the matter of prayer.